shoot. I am so, so sorry. I was not paying attention where I was walking. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Oh, thank you. Thank you for picking up my book. Yeah, I don't know. It's the Wheel of Time series. Eye of the World. A lot of my friends told me it's a very, very good book. So I haven't gotten time to read it until today. I just decided I have to. But I'm really, really sorry for just walking into you like that. I promise I will be a lot more careful from now on. It's very nice to meet you too. My voice sounds familiar. That's weird. I'm pretty sure I haven't met you. I probably would have remembered meeting you. I mean, you're kind of cute. Gone Wild Audios? what's that? Is that some sort of ASMR thing or something? A thing on red? Okay. And what? I sound like someone on there. No, I'm pretty sure it's not me. Bravery Audios? That's a cool name. No, I'm sure it's just lucky coincidence. You're not buying anything I'm saying, are you? Oh god. Yes, I am Bravery Audios. You found me. You must have been listening for me for quite a while to be able to recognize my voice so clearly. Yeah, from the beginning. Well, now you know what I look like. Better than what you imagined. Well, you are very charming and very flattering. Thank you. Yeah, you promise you won't tell anyone. Thank you. You are very, very sweet. How's Reddit been going? It's actually been going very well. I'm still very much enjoying it, and I actually very recently reached 500 followers, which which is insane. I still need to decide how to say thank you to everyone. Well, yeah, I was considering doing like a ask me anything or a questionnaire. But that's a surprise. Actually, would you like to go get some coffee or a tea, whatever you're into? I know a place close to the park that we might be could go. It's the first time I met one of my followers, and I'm actually pretty curious. Maybe I want to ask you some questions and get to know you, if that's okay, if it's not too weird. Yeah? Okay, awesome. Thank you. Yeah, you can just follow me. I'll show you the way. It's just around the corner. Okay. Okay. I think I have frustrated you and bored you enough with all of my silly questions. How about you can ask me some stuff? I know I haven't really shared too much of my private life, so is there anything you would have liked to ask me? Yes, you can ask me anything. I mean, you already know what I look like. I'm pretty sure it's okay, and I'm actually having a really nice time with you. So, give it your best shot. What do you want to know?
Yeah, sure. I can tell you just a little bit broadly about myself. So basically, I am 26 years old. And I'm from South Africa. A lot of people don't know that, or they can't pick it up from my accent. So, but yes, I am fully South African. I was born and raised in South Africa. I am actually not English. It is not my first language. My first language is Afrikaans. Very interesting. It's not something people pick up very well, but anyway, what else? I enjoy reading a lot. I love reading books and stories and things, mostly fantasy based. I'm not that big on biographies and drama. I want adventure and I want passion and I want that's just the type of stuff I enjoy. Then I love watching movies. I have a big variety of movies I think I enjoy. I love action movies and I love comedies. Love comedies. I really prefer thrillers compared to horror movies. I don't know. I scare very easily when I watch, so that's probably why. But thrillers is more of a, I don't know, I love it. It creeps me out, but I love it. Then my favorite would probably be, and it's going to sound so cheesy and so dorky and just so girly probably, but I love soppy love stories. It's a thing. I can watch them multiple times over. I can probably watch one movie 10, 20 times and not get tired of it, which sounds bad. And it's, how do I explain this? It's not just like the normal movies you get at the cinema or stuff like that. It's any cheesy movie that's on television during Christmas time or stuff like that. It sounds so bad, but I'm addicted to them. I love them so much, and I think the reason I can listen to them over so often, it's just, okay, let me explain it to you this way. You know, always in these love stories, there's always the beginning where they meet and it's cute and everything, and then there's this thing that happens. This horrible, horrible thing that makes them fight or break up, or everybody's sad and it's miserable. Right before they make up and everything is perfect again. So the reason why I can... Oh god, I can't believe I'm telling you this. The reason why I can watch them over and over is I kind of secretly hope that the bad thing doesn't happen. Like, just one day I replay a movie and the bad thing doesn't happen. It's just, they all stay happy and it's beautiful and it's romantic and it's sweet. I don't know, I guess I'm just an optimist or... Yeah, but I love those types of movies. I enjoy playing computer games too. I think it's because I grew up with brothers, so they always taught me how to play games with them. And I enjoy writing, obviously, because I write my own scripts. So yeah, those are my hobbies. I love music. Love music. I always, every day, all day when I'm working or just at home, not doing anything specific, there has to be music playing. Either the radio has to be on or I have to be playing my favorite CD, which at the moment is probably my All-American Reject CD, which I got recently. I just keep listening to it all the time. There's always has to be music playing, and I'm always singing along, which I know it's irritating to some people, but I love singing. I've always loved singing. I've always wished I could play an instrument, which I can't, which sucks, but I want to try and learn how to play the guitar. I'm just rambling now, I'm sorry. I don't know, I just get excited, and I just feel so comfortable talking to you. I don't know why. I hope that's okay. Yeah? Okay. The type of music that I like is mostly... Damn, this is very difficult because I have way too big of a variety. But it's mostly like rock and I guess pop. I do like some country. I think that's a good start of the things that I enjoy. Is there anything you wanted to ask me? Yeah? Okay, shoot. Why do I post on Reddit? Okay, well, yeah, that's a good question. So, when I first discovered that it was a thing, and it's not too long ago, it was in the beginning of the year, but I liked the feeling it gave me. It's almost like a place where you can escape. A place where you don't have to think about what's going on in your life or the people going on or any stress or anything. You don't have to think about that. You just listen, close your eyes, and kind of transport yourself into a different world. And I think it's amazing. I think it's really, really, really good. You have a way of finding comfort. You have a way of not being lonely. You have a way of feeling loved. Any of those things. There is an audio form of it. And I know how much that meant to me to have those type of things. So when people started mentioning, because I met a few friends online that also enjoy audios and things like that, when people started commenting on my voice, that I have a really nice voice, and I've always kind of heard that I have a good voice from like ex-boyfriends and people I know, like my friends and now the online friends I have. I just thought, but obviously because I'm South African, it's not a very common accent and voice to have. So maybe if I try it, I can have like a handful of people that I can just brighten their day, or I can give them the escape and comfort or love that they need. I never expected it to get this big, but I am very, very happy that it has. I'm really happy that I started doing it, and I'm planning on continuing it for a very long time. It turned into a very serious answer. Anything else?
Well, yeah.
So I have the online friends that I know. They are all over the place. I have friends from Sweden and America and England and stuff like that. So it's not necessarily my in real life friends, but there are quite a few of them, probably like a handful or two, that know who I am and what I do. Very supportive because a lot of them also do it. I think there is one in real life friend that does know, that I told him. But he doesn't live anywhere near me anymore. So the only way we talk is online. So he kind of counts as an online friend too. Okay, I think that is enough of my rambling. I really had a very, very good time with you. Do you have any other plans for today? No? Okay, well, I actually had a really good time with you. And I would kind of like to see you again, if that's not too weird.
Yeah, it's okay.
Good.
So, I have a little, almost like a favor I would like to ask you. Because I had such a good time with you, and I've always kind of had a little fantasy of meeting one of my followers, and there was always like this whole picture I had in my mind of what am I gonna do if that happens. You've been so sweet and so easy to get along with, and I have to be honest with you, I've kind of been very turned on by the idea of seeing you again, and not just for coffee or tea or whatever, but I want to play with you. I want to explore. I want to feel you. I want to say thank you for following me for so long, and for the incredible coffee date that we just had, for not telling anyone about me, and just mostly just for supporting me and enjoying me. I find you very attractive, and I really want to fuck you, if that's okay. It's very, very quickly, and it sounds crazy, but the idea is just driving me crazy. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it since I've met you, and the more we've talked, the more excited I've got, and there's so many things I really, really want to try with you that I've always wanted to do with one of my followers. Now you're here, and I can, if you'd want to. Yeah. You'd like that. Okay. Well, since we're both technically free for tonight, how about we go back to my place?
Okay.
But first, there's one little thing I would like to do before we go anywhere. I really, really want to feel those lips on mine.
I've been wanting to do that for a while now.
And yeah, it felt as good as I was hoping it would. Are you ready to go?